There is one thing you must always remember. If you don't know how to meditate, meditate without understanding, no use. They may teach you, this is the way to meditate. This is the method, this is the technique, this is the Dhamma. They're everything like very impressive, very beautiful and all those things. But do you know, if they don't understand what is meditation as taught by the Buddha, they cannot progress. They are actually wasting their time doing a lot of thought-based meditation. So I repeated what I shared with you all. How do we start? Because the Appamattavada Bhaga, or what we call heedfulness section of the Dhammapada that the Buddha actually taught, is very important. Verse 21 until 40 is the Appamattavada. The first three, most important. The Buddha in his opening statement say, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are ascended. So if you are not heedful, you cannot meditate. You cannot become enlightened. You are ascended. So the first thing is to understand what is heedfulness. Otherwise, how can we start the cultivation? So to understand what is heedfulness is very important. Dhammapada verse 23, like I explained just now. The constantly meditating, ever mindful. Have you done that? Is your mind in that state? Are you ever mindful? Constantly meditative to follow the Avijja Sutta, to cultivate the three turning order for number two, to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, to develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma, to silence your mind, to awaken. If you are not doing that, you are wasting your time. Everything that is taught is mostly 99% is thought-based meditation. What do they teach you? Knowledge. Thought-based meditation. They give you the method, the technique, the way to meditate. Then, who meditate? The thought actively trying to do meditate. Not even not there, focus, concentrate. Then do this, do that. Then the mind inside there very active, chattering, verbalizing. Am I doing it correctly? Is that what the Buddha say? Is that what my teacher say? Do I follow instruction? Then off and on the mental hindrance arrive, but they are not mindful, they are not aware. So what are you doing? You are wasting your time. All this is thought-based activity. I don't call it meditation. People can call it meditation. But it's thought-based, knowledge-based activity that will not lead to heedfulness. Without heedfulness, your acceptance is very clear. So you start with understanding what is heedfulness, then asking yourself, if heedfulness got two parts, ever mindful, constantly meditative, how can I start my cultivation and training? I have to train my mind to be aware, to be mindful, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. That is the first thing I have to do. If I can't even do that, everything I say, no use. It's knowledge. Because without this ever mindful state, your mind cannot be silent, cannot be peaceful, cannot be aware, and you cannot investigate them. We are the first factor of enlightenment, sati, is not there. So without sati, you cannot observe, you cannot see, you cannot understand. You cannot insight into phenomena. You cannot awaken. So sati is most important. And the stability of sati is very, very important. Then after that, you move into constantly meditating. How can I be in that state? To understand that, I must understand what is meditation. Like the Buddha in the Sabbasavasutta. He said, things that you should pay attention to. You must pay attention. Things that are unfit for attention, you don't pay attention. Even asking questions is the same. If you pay attention to things that is nothing to do with the cultivation, nothing to do with the development of heedfulness, then you are wasting your time. It's the curiosity of your thought that want to know. That's why you ask, directly how, the last thought moment, we can do this, we can do this. Then, is it important to have jhana? What is all this question? I don't try to prevent you from finding out or asking. But to me, these are things that are unfit for attention. Because it will not lead to the training of the mind to be heedful. It will not lead to cultivation. So things that are fit for attention are the three turning of the Four Noble Truths. You pay attention to that and you develop the cultivation from that. You train your mind to develop the initial wisdom, the contemplative wisdom, then the stability of mindfulness to do the third turning. Then you learn the essential Dhamma, Pariyatti, the first phase of Dhamma, understanding the teaching. Then phase two is Patipatti, putting it to practice. So without heedfulness, you cannot put it into practice. You have to develop heedfulness. That's why ever mindful, constantly meditating, means constantly cultivating. But to do that, you have to start with the mind that is mindful, aware, ever mindful, stable. So this understanding is most important. That's why, luckily for you, Miss Lee, you later on came to know the importance of the silent mind and awareness-based meditation. That's why you move into there. You transform, you become very different. In the past, you are doing a lot of thought-based conditioning type of Dhamma practice, very routine type. You every day must do those routine and all those things. Then later on, after your awareness come about, then you become different. And now, what you mentioned today is very true. When your friend call you about the vaccine thing and try to caution you and like tell you this and tell you that, you are not affected like last time. You are not easily agitated because your understanding, your clarity is there. So you can transform it into empathy and you know how to actually benefit her by radiating out from your nature. All these are very beautiful. All this can only happen when you have the understanding after your awareness develop. Then when you can understand my unique code, that is the beginning. That's why on a few of the gathering of Payamita, I remember you did the unique code, you frame it out. And my nature rejoices on your behalf because it means you understand, you can follow. The two unique code you gave to me on the gathering of Payamita, I still have them. And they are beautiful. That's why you and Engby, they all benefited because you can understand the unique code. You all pay attention to it. And when the book came out, it helped you all so much. So all the other Kayamita who have faith, they also move into it. They follow the advice given by me, the daily religious routine, the vow. Then they continue to constantly listen to the Dhamma, then they reflect, they contemplate, they develop the daily mindfulness, then make aspiration, pre-puja, post-puja, then follow up with all the activity that we have. So all this has benefited them and transformed them. And it need time because these are very difficult teaching, like I told the Kayamita this morning. It's not thought-based, it's not knowledge-based. You cannot understand it by reading out and listening alone, unless you have your past. So all this need understanding, and the understanding is you need to be heedful. That is the most important criteria, mind state that you must be in. If you are not heedful in the midst of life, you don't stand a chance. The heedless are as it is. The Buddha make it very clear, Dhammapada verse 21. So to be heedful is very important. So from there, all the teaching, the meditation, the cultivation start. That's why I go back to basic understanding of mind. What is mind? The mind that is ever mindful is without thought. That's why it's silent, relax, maintain awareness. Just stabilize that. And that is your true mind. Without the true mind, you cannot be mindful. You cannot be ever mindful. But the true mind is without thought. Originally tranquil, still, clarity. That is not clouded by thought. And what is thought? Thought is the five aggregate of form and mind. Sankara, emotion, your like and dislike, your reaction to sense experience, your affliction, your evil roots, your mental hindrance. All this is what sankara is, that delusion inside. So when you start to have the mindfulness to see all this, then you will come to realize there is a true mind that is without any of this sankara, aggregate mind. Then there is another mind which is dependent originating, the mundane mind, that arise from there. And how did it arise? Through the views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system that the brain has accumulated, that consciousness has accumulated over the years. Because the conditioning from society, from education, from your belief system, religious belief system, and all those things. So when you are able to see all this and understand all this, then you see the danger of thought. Why and how thought is limited, thought divide and create all those confusion and delusion. Then when you understand, you develop the right understanding to straighten your view, then with that wisdom, that understanding, the awakening, the enlightenment, you can use it to actually live life. Then thought become beautiful, where the user of thought with wisdom can arise the right thought. That is what Dhamma is all about. Then you use it to live life. Then life has its own Dhamma. The existential Dhamma, conditioned Dhamma, is different from the unconditioned Dhamma. The conditioned Dhamma has law of karma, dependent originating, four noble truth, recognizes relationship. That's why you have to have all those understanding. That even though the unconditioned Dhamma is he know you, he know me, everything not real, not what you think. But there is such thing as lying. There is such thing as law of karma. And our form and mind is subject to it. That's why you have to understand all this. What is this form and mind? How did it arise? How it arise through karmic conditioning? Then what is it? Is it you? If it's not you, then why does it arise in you? Then who are you? What are you? This is what meditation is all about, self-knowledge. Awareness that see clearly and understand that these five aggregate of form and mind, the human being, the thought process, they are all dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon, impermanent. If you attach and corrupt, it leads to suffering. That's why it's non-self, empty, not you. And then your mind liberate. This is the teaching. Not about the Dhamma knowledge. Not about interpreting what this teaching is all about. It's about understanding. Do you understand who are you? What are you? Do you understand what makes you deluded and become what you are? Do you know what liberates your mind and what frees you? That's why without all this understanding of heedfulness leading to the cultivation, you cannot free. And you look back at the way people teach meditation, the traditional Buddhist way, the thought based on, it has a lot of missing link. It doesn't have that understanding to teach people to actually bring about actual understanding to transform the individual, the cultivator. So that is the reason why all this that is missing, slowly, slowly, our kayamita, we are starting to get them back. And it's not easy. It takes quite a while, but it's beautiful. Over the years, especially the last 5 years or 4 over years, it has been beautiful. A lot of you all have progressed and developed the understanding, and now it's moving very fast. This Kaya Mitta Falls, the understanding, the energy behind is moving. So my nature really rejoices, and there are a lot of people with faith now, with the understanding, with the cultivation, they are moving into it.